Now, before we started, I heard you say, I just slept through that storm last night. Can I tell you what I did?
What did you do?
I made an unscheduled trip to the EAA Museum at about 11 o'clock last night.
And why did you go to the museum?
Well, you know, for campers, the museum was opened up, and they started running buses from the campgrounds to the museum. And we waited out the worst of the storm there. Me and 2,000 of my closest friends. I don't know how many were there, but it felt like about 2,000 people. And I slept under the replica of the Spirit of St. Louis and spoke French to the interns, which did not impress them. And so about 2 o'clock, we were back in the camp.
Did you get to fly? Did you get to sit in the replica?
No.
They won't let you do that.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there were a lot of people acting bizarrely, but not to that point.
Okay. Well, we've got a whole bunch of aviation people that we've been talking to all week,
and this one says, "I can write, I can fly." Expanding on that just a little bit, we'll be speaking to Julie Boatman, the editor of Flying Magazine. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Mike. Hi, Rob.
Hi, and you've been in aviation a while?
It says here you've been flying for 30 years.
That is true. I was introduced to flying when I was in high school, and so started lessons when I was 15, turning 16.
How did you get started? Who introduced it to you?
We had a family friend who was a corporate pilot in Iowa City, which is where I grew up, and he was also an aircraft broker and has done a number of different businesses. But he identified in me, you know, some of the components that might make me a successful pilot, like I could drive without crashing into things, and I got some decent grades in a wide variety of subjects in high school. So he thought, well, you know, Julie might be interested in this. And my father had a couple of fraternity brothers who had been pilots in Vietnam and continued to fly after that, and had light aircraft. So I'd been up in a small airplane with them before. So.
Well, and I want to make note of the fact this is not the first time we've had Julie on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you weren't there for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy and I had Julie on. Was that in 2018 or 19?
2018, I think.
Yeah, and we were talking about your book, The Donald Douglas Story. And I still wanted to know what happened with Donald Douglas. Did he get himself in trouble because he had that lady friend? And I actually never got that answered, but we won't go there today. So thank you so much for joining us. But there have been some changes at Flying Magazine that's been around. I mean, the magazine was coming up on 95 years,
yeah.
I think. And so what? Tell us what's happened this week.
Yeah.
Although I kind of know.
You had the inside scoop. Yes, big news for flying. It's been a big week. We have had the honor of being acquired by an entrepreneur who has made his way in digital media, but he got started flying when he was a young person, like myself, and grew a passion for it. He read Flying Magazine over the years, you know, when he was, you know, had to focus on work and was, you know, dreaming about it instead of doing it. We kept him going, I guess, like I think we do for a lot of folks. And so, and his name is Craig Fuller, and he founded a digital media company called Freight Waves, and has made quite a thing of that, enough so that he could pursue his dream, both of learning to fly, getting, you know, finishing up and getting an Icon A5, and then going on to buying his dream publication property, which was Flying Magazine.
So Craig Fuller, you say, started a digital media company. Does this mean that his heart kind of is in the digital media realm?
That's where a lot of his expertise is, but he also has family that is in print, and is in particularly in printing.
Okay.
So we've already been sharing some ideas about how we will take the print part of our content blend and delivery blend into where it needs to go in order to have a much better experience. He's a huge advocate in long-form journalism, you know, specialized content, brilliant photography. And so one of the big, you know, plans that we have is to move, you know, our print version into something that looks and feels like a, you know,
something
maybe a
more,
little more
natively digital.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Of course, go ahead.
Not natively digital, optimized for print, you know, with good paperweight and to, you know, carry the photography. So it's an interesting thing because, you know, we'll obviously take advantage of, you know, his digital expertise to, you know, move into that. But, you know, we are also planning to maintain that component.
So there's a website that has a lot of freely available content. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to the magazine and get it digitally, right? Mm-hmm. So those things, I'm sure, will stay the same, right?
Yes, those things will continue. And I will say, you know, for the next couple of months, we're in a transition period, mm-hmm. and nothing is materially going to change about Flying Magazine for, you know, a little bit. We the deal just closed this week, so we have to, you know, kind of change the tires on the bus while it's moving.
We're talking with Julie Boatman, who's the editor of Flying Magazine.
I think one issue that is always outstanding for most people, they think, well, digital, you know, it's always tough but it's really tough when you don't do it well. We've seen some very poor digital publications. And so how will you, what do you think your strategy will be to keep that feel of the print magazine online?
Sure. So, you know, one of the critical things is having that specialized expert content, not making the content, you know, so that it's solely optimized for, you know, search engine optimization and, you know, all the analytics behind the scenes. But instead, having those analytics behind the scenes working for you to curate the content so that it's something that you want to read. You're very right about having a high-end digital presence. You know, one of the things that FreightWaves and the establishment that's already there that bring to us is they have a phenomenal production studio, soundstage, where they are, you know, doing their own recording and live broadcast, and it's a sophisticated thing. So we're going to have the ability to deliver, you know, not just really good, you know, expert level content to read online and in print and however format you want on your phone or your iPad, but also be able to start delivering more in videos and other kinds of formats.
So will people need to speak in keywords or no? Okay, that's probably a tacky question, but
right.
It's very exciting. And we wish you an awful lot of luck.
I understand there's a special issue hitting the newsstands this summer. What is that about?
We had our Learn to Fly issue that came out, and that's available as a digital product. We decided to deliver it that way to facilitate the distribution through some of our partners like NAFI and Fasana and Safe, so that, you know, we can get the word out. You know, that's meant to be a freebie anyway, you know, so that we can broadly, you know, we can digitally paper the earth with it.
So people who are here can find a copy of that by picking it up at some of these partner locations?
Well, download. It's a digital download. So they can find that. I think I've got a link up on our Instagram feed.
At flyingmag.com, yes.
And at flyingmag.com. Okay. You can find it on the Learn to Fly section of the menu.
But I didn't get my picture in it. I was really sad at that part, but they said that it just wasn't going to work.
You're all words people, right?
Well, that's true, but we're thinking three-dimensionally, I mean, and that's
certainly
that. It's funny because over the years we have not really thought much about audio and video, but flying has always been the premier, the thing we worry about first. As soon as an assignment comes in, okay, what are we going to do for photography? How are we going to handle it? Who's going to shoot it? Because that really makes the story.
Yeah. It is something really to consider big changes to institutions of many kinds, right? And Flying Magazine absolutely is an institution. Did you say 92 years?
94.
Yeah, I was going to say 94.
1927. So,
wow.
Yeah. So.
Julie Boatman is the editor of Flying Magazine, has been flying for 3 decades, has had a storied career in all kinds of different businesses. Thank you, Julie, for coming to talk with us again. And I'm sorry I'm not Amy. As I mentioned earlier, I know that Amy and Rob have had you on before, but
sure.
We'll hope that she's back next year.
Right? Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for coming.
You bet. Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.